5 or so, maybe through the day. We were going to talk at the bottom of this hour to Cliff Harris, who was busy last night.
Mm-hmm.
Had the final Touchdown Club meeting of the year. We had the big banquet last night of the first ever Cliff Harris Award handed out to the outstanding small college defensive player of the year. So we'll talk to him about that. And today he is staying in town because they are demolishing the Ouachita Baptist Stadium and getting ready to rebuild Cliff Harris Stadium.
Oh, okay. I'm down for that.
Yeah, it's exciting. So
I hope they make it out of steel because that's what he reminds me of.
Yesterday,
strong.
Depressing, but to me encouraging in some ways for those of you who are very unhappy and or impatient. Last night does nothing to stem the tide, so to speak. But for me, it was another step in the right direction for a team that is trying to rebuild its tradition and prove itself to be a national contender, or at least an SEC contender in the near future.
It just goes to show you how small that margin is for error. And you look back one play, a couple of shots, one shot here, and if you look at the whole, that's why I encourage people, you got to look at the whole season. Look at the whole deal of what they're doing, not just one game. Because if you do that, you're going to come out hyped up like a big Vanderbilt win, and after yesterday's game, you're going to be extremely upset and extremely sad. I was sad, but I can look at this whole big picture of what Coach Anderson's trying to do. Again, you see these guys. He can call in 10, 12 guys, and they'll answer the call. You just don't know who it is. So Landis Harris, again,
boy,
came up and was able to give him some points, which they needed. I'm encouraged.
Five guys in double figures. That's impressive. Yeah. Good balance.
I wanted to throw my arms around him after the game. I got to get Kai Madden did exactly what I would have asked last night. He got himself a good look at the basket. And at the end of the play, and I watched the replay a couple of times this morning on ESPN after watching it live last night, and he makes a little move at the end to get around the last defender, and, of course, he comes up against the wall, who was the help side defender. But to get that move around the guy at the last second to get himself a good look and have a shot, and look, if he takes that shot, he makes it half the time, and that's probably being conservative. I mean, he got himself a great look. I was thrilled, and I would have given the kid a big hug after the game. I thought he played outstanding. The whole team really, you know, and again, Landis Harris, who was still for some reason complaining about his playing time in the paper today, if you read between the lines, he didn't say it, but he basically said it. He played extremely well. Guys that have had issues, and then Portis has kind of been steady, Eddie. It was so good to see. Anthlon Bell, he got off the bench for 5 seconds, yeah, missed a jumper, and went back to the bench.
He had wide open jumper to go into the halftime. You mentioned a couple of things. The Landis Harris thing. What I would say to Landis, he had 18 minutes, 16 points in 18 minutes. I would encourage him to get that rolling just a little bit earlier. For some reason, he tends to start a little slow. If you don't start the game, you come in on your first substitution and you're a little slow. You know, now you really basically have the end of the first half and the second half and the way Coach A does his rotation. So if you get in there and you start and you get it rolling early and often, you're going to play 25 to 30 minutes, which he didn't. The other and one more thing about Coach Anderson. When you listen to this is the reason why I love Coach Anderson, the reason why I know he is going to take this team deeper and deeper and better each game, each day. He's never defeated. The guy is never defeated. Like, you could hear him after last night.
We ran out of time.
But when you go into the locker room and the guys see him never defeated, his chin's always up. Again, he's the toughest guy. He's going to show up today with his chin high encouraging these guys because he knows – what it's like. He's been through these battles.
Yeah, keep this in mind, guys. You may never see a free throw shooting performance by a Razorback opponent like you saw last night. And it took every one of them, well, I guess the last couple for sure, to get over the hump and beat this Arkansas team, which actually did very well at the line themselves. I mean, they shot almost 80% from the line. Unfortunately, it was almost a 90% clip for Missouri. I'm proud of Landis Harris for a couple of reasons. First of all, the effort he gave, the physicality he played with, and also he passed up a couple of good looks from three, which guess what? That's what he needs to do. Yeah. I need him not taking those jump shots. It's an easy shot to take. It's not a high-percentage shot for him.
What I think I was most proud of, and I tweeted it, in the second half, they only shot three threes. Threes. It wasn't falling.
Going to the rack.
The teams combined.
That's why you got free throws.
Well, the teams combined started doing that because they both sucked it up from outside, and we'll talk about that.
Boy, did they.
And the good, the bad, and the ugly coming up a little bit later. It's a huge weekend at Oaklawn. Yesterday, of course, the start of a five-day weekend. I'm going to be back here on Monday and looking forward to the President's Day weekend, of course. They've got we actually have an added stakes race because they missed out last weekend because of the weather. So you get the King Cotton in addition to all the other great stuff over the weekend. And then on Monday, the Southwest Stakes, the $55,000 progressive cash giveaway. So lots of fun throughout the weekend. We'll handicap some races. The Pigskin is going to hang out here and eat some corned beef today and watch the majestic horses run around the oval. It's going to be a lot of fun today and through the weekend.
I'm watching the horses go around the paddock, and I'm excited about that.
They call that the square circle.
So imagine how excited I'm going to be when they actually are racing.
Pixon, you can pick up a lot of valuable information by watching them here over the paddock, my
man. I'm talking to the horses, yeah. And I'm asking them which ones feel like they're going to win today.
Yeah, he's like a horse whisperer.
Yes.
And if the horse says, I really don't feel it today, I wouldn't bet on him. Yep. Anyway, so money will be along later. We've got a couple of good races today. I don't know how he fared yesterday. There were a couple of...
And I was on fire, on fire.
There were a couple of horses that ran yesterday that were, I don't know their household names, but they're certainly... Like Flatter Me Jim ran in the eighth, and I would have bet on him if I was here, but he finished fourth, so it's a good thing I wasn't. Although at 10-1 odds with Terry Thompson aboard, I would have felt pretty good about it going in. We've had a year filled with long shots, which has been fun for people like me. Not so good for the handicappers who get irritated when they're proven to be wrong. Well, how am I supposed to know a 40-1 shot's going to come in? Well, I don't know, but that's what makes it interesting for guys like us. I like it. It's like playing penny slots and winning like $5,000. I kind of enjoy it. They don't like it. I didn't know how much it irritated good handicappers when long shots come in. I think it's.
You remember
easy.
The movie Easy Money when Rodney Dangerfield and Joe Pesci went to the track and their horse was about to win? And it was one of those harness racing things. And the guy was trying to throw the race, so he put his feet down. And Rodney Dangerfield said, what's he doing, skiing? You know, because dirt was coming up. They don't do that here.
No, it's not
it's
fair.
On the level here. So
that's true.
Just if you in put case your, anybody was wondering.
I'll say this. If you drag your feet riding a horse out here, things are going to go badly for you.
You're going to trip.
Yeah, you're going to be in bad shape. And the horse is probably going to land on top of
then
you.
Then they say, no corned beef for you.
So we've got Razorback basketball tomorrow on the
That'd
bus.
That'd be terrible.
It is. I do want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank
for those
you.
Of you who are celebrating Pat Bradley, for those of you who don't have a significant other, or as Pat pointed out earlier.
You can bring a significant other.
Or if you want to bring your significant other, or if you want to get rid of a significant other.
We got all options for you.
That's it. It's a little
That's
bit
what we got.
Tonight at Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack, Pat will be there from 5 to 7. And they will be on there through the night with Tragically White.
Yeah, that's right, pal. So come on down. Attire doesn't matter. Let me tell you, you're with someone, not with someone.
Attire?
Yes, bring them all.
You don't think she'll mind that I got all this weight around my midsection?
She loves it.
Yeah.
She's into extra weight. Trust me. And by she, I mean all of the she's out there.
Yeah.
Listen, they love you because of who you are, pal. And if not...
So it's on the outside that counts.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. That's why we're going on a diet.
You know, you two could use all the help you can get when it comes to the femininas. So I got a tip. I bought my wife some flowers over the internet.
Really?
And you know how they say that you're a sucker if you do that?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't look like the picture.
Yeah, weird.
But they're trying to perk up.
There are a lot of guys who have bought wives over the internet, too, that they didn't look the same when they got in person either.
They look so. Horses.
Yeah, how about that? It's the weirdest thing to see at Oaklawn. So they open the gates, of course, at 11 o'clock. The gaming area is already open, 10 o'clock each day. So, again, lots of fun things to do. I will say this. The last couple of times I've come here, I have not spent a ton of time in the gaming area. And what that means is, that's code for saying, I haven't done too bad picking the horses. What happens generally is if by race 7 I haven't gotten anything working, I usually give up. I try to hang in there until at least the feature, but I'll give up and I'll go in and try to play some blackjack or something else because I get frustrated. And I always think, WWRD, what would Ross do? So whatever Ross would normally do is what I try to do, and typically he goes in there and he slams them in the gaming area. It's not too bad on... Not too bad in the whole racing scene either, but nevertheless. You have a spectacular beard working, too.
He's got the touch. I don't know if it's luck, skill, probably a combination of both.
That's what it's about.
Doesn't hurt.
What is it? I'd rather be lucky than good. And who was it, Larry Bird, that said, the more I practice, the luckier I get?
Yeah, how do I practice? The luckier I get. Old LP. Which, I would say, if you want a tip from me, if there is a bird in the name of any horse, you put all your money on that horse.
Or if it,
I can help with
or
that.
If it shoots with an odd look but is very effective and it has a big nose, that's also a good pick as well. Let's go through here today real quick, Pat. I don't see anything in the first one.
No, not the second.
There is
either.
A kitty cat Carly, and yesterday we went here kitty kitty. I believe was the
hey kitty kitty kitty.
Hey kitty 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 came third in the first race, but we have another kitty cat Carly today. I don't see any birds, but I do have a kitty cat for you. I might just go all scandals and animals today.
There's one in,
oh, here you go.
In the fourth, Waimea Canyon.
No, you got Best of Birdstone. Okay. Best of Birdstone
Bird.
In the fourth. That's a lock.
Yeah, that's good.
You got Go Tiger Jack in the fifth.
Here, the seventh horse in the fifth race, Red Wings. Wings, birds have wings.
That's true.
I'm a Red Wings fan.
If you're a Cardinal fan or a... Yeah, you're a Detroit guy.
Yeah, Detroit.
Yeah, perfect for you. You got to go for the Red Wing horse.
The Motor City.
This is great radio as we... Oh, Titletown 5's running today. A horse that, unfortunately for Titletown 5, it was much to do about nothing last year.
How about this? The 11th horse in the 7th race, Pale Hose. You've got a Red Sox fan and a Cubs fan, so both of you could agree to hate the White Sox. So you probably wouldn't take that horse.
Oh, I thought you were talking about some pasty chick that a buddy of mine went out with one time.
No, hose.
Oh, okay.
H-O-S-E.
Oh, okay. I got confused.
Your mind out of the gutter.
Titletown 5 is being ridden today by the leading jock, or at least the guy who's been the leading jock most of the year. Yes, Norberto Rojo Jr.
Is he good?
Yes, he's got a 20% win percentage. He's the leading win guy, and he's also been in the money 14, 15, 14, 24, 26, 31 out of 69 races. So not a bad bet at this point.
Have you worked out your strategy?
I don't have a strategy.
We have a good friend. Actually, one of your
good
friends, too, right?
Really? Pick the yellow horse.
Kevin McReynolds' strategy is he just tries to pick a winner, and that's it. He doesn't try to trifecta a box, not like that. Each horse, he says, I'm just going to try to pick
a
winner.
That's what I like to do.
Which is cool.
That makes sense to me, because how do you know who's going to finish third?
I mean, people like to act tough.
Nobody knows.
They're going to trifecta and box it.
What's going to happen? They just have a feeling for it. You can handicap it.
Yeah.
But I will say this. If I don't like it, I'll go two across because I'm going to be involved. I want something to root for.
What's that all fancy lingo, two across, mean?
Two to win, two to place, two to show.
Wow, where did you learn that?
And what does that mean exactly?
It basically, you got $6 riding. If the horse is
big money.
Anyway, it's a long story.
Yeah, okay.
Then I'll teach you craps when we're done. Then the pigskin's trying to save my soul, and I'm trying to teach him bad habits. Then, you know, if I like the horse
you know him
pretty good, I go five across, and if I love him, I go ten across. And usually I end up with just enough money left over to buy corned beef sandwiches. So
you need to get a permission slip from your wife if you do 10 across.
She's going to be with me on Monday, so
yeah,
she's going to be looking over my shoulder.
Pretty sure she's going to be digging in those pockets.
It's like my mother used to tell me when we were at the clothing store. If you don't love it, don't get it.
Yeah, so
that's what I need my wife to tell me on the horse. If you don't love it, don't bet 10 across on it. Just saying.
That's pretty smart.
That's it. You know what's smart? Is listen to Money Taylor and do what he says.
I'm going to do what he says.
If you went in today on anything, 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. No rest for the weary. Arkansas back at home Saturday. LSU comes calling. 4 o'clock tip, 3:30 pregame. First security, fifth quarter to follow. And, of course, on Monday, Pat, will have a recap of the entire weekend. Who's coming in with you Monday?
That you will find out very soon, my friend.
I can't wait to find out.
Should
I know this.
Fun.
I'll be listening to the show on the app while I'm sitting here rooting for horses.
Do you think you can give us some hot tips when you're down here?
Hot tips?
Sure.
Lukewarm
at best. Look at that going on Monday. Monday's going to be good. NBA All-Star Weekend.
Yes.
This weekend.
Did you know Kevin Hart was a two-time MVP of the All-Star game? Of the celebrity game?
I printed off a bunch of information.
I heard him say that. I did not know that. That little
in Munchkin Land what?
That little kid must be able to play.
Well, he's tiny.
I know.
I would post him up.
Well, let's be honest. You know who was the MVP before him?
Gottlieb.
Justin Bieber.
That's what I thought I was going to say. Little people.
Didn't Gottlieb play in that game a couple years ago?
I don't know. They,
which was really low rent because he was a collegian player. That'd be like Pat playing against a bunch of stiffs at church or something.
He does that every Tuesday at 4 o'clock.
That's why I said that.
Good point.
Yeah. Actually,
he doesn't mind beating up on us either, I got to admit. Let's get a couple calls in here and we'll do some NBA talk. It is in New Orleans this year. I actually was thinking about going, but
here's the schedule for it all.
Didn't make it. Some of that will be on the buzz when it's not conflicting.
See,
with
you would go to New Orleans for the game and you'd be over at Drago's eating oysters and you wouldn't go to the game. Which is why they didn't send you down
what's
there.
What's the old saying? Come for the game, stay for the oysters.
Listen, Acre goes to Jordan's party. He goes to Barkley's party, Kenny the Jets party. You know how he does it big time.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Except that those are their first names, not their last names. I don't go to the elite party. What do you say, Jimbo?
Well, after y'all bragged so much about the Hogs, I kind of feel bad bringing the things up.
Go ahead, brother.
And there were some good things, but explain to me, there's 5 seconds left till halftime. We really need a bucket. We have a timeout. And we send in Bell, who hadn't hit a shot since Nixon was president.
Since the Reformation, yes.
So he hasn't been in the game. And if you were coaching 9-year-olds down at the Y, you wouldn't send a kid in who's been sitting on the bench for the whole game to go in for 5 seconds to come down and take a shot.
Maybe they thought he was due.
Here's one thing that we don't get to see, and from what I've heard, he – each week in practice, like clockwork, Bell is knocking them down. And the other side of it is, I don't think the play was actually designed for, like...
They weren't setting him up.
Missouri got caught up in a situation where he ended up being wide open. He ended up being wide open as opposed to, you know, running the double screen or staggered screen.
He missed the whole rim. He didn't even...
Oh, Jimbo, I don't like him missing either.
Jimbo, we're not going to argue that he's struggling. I mean, that's agreed upon. We got common ground there.
The entire game, the most upset you are is the 3 seconds.
No.
At the end of the first half.
What are you most upset about? Let's start there.
Wait, then at the end of the game, come down, and we call the timeout. We've got 10 seconds left. We throw the ball into Madden behind the half court line, so that kills 3 seconds. So it basically says he's the only one that can shoot. So they guard him all the way in and find out how many times he has made a layup with
Jimbo.
Someone on him this year.
That's terribly unfair. He worked for a good shot. He got a great shot. That's a shot that he hits.
Had an opportunity for a tip in too.
They executed the final part of that game beautifully. Now the possession before when they stepped out of bounds and were fumbling all over themselves, that was disappointing. But the final possession, I'll take 10 times out of 10.
That was
Jimbo. Were you excited that they had a 10-0 run in the last couple of minutes on the road against a pretty good team? Was that a good sign?
I was excited the whole game. You're preaching to the choir.
Preacher.
That's what I do.
We don't even have a choir.
I was there singing, baby.
I got you. Well, listen, I appreciate the call. Look, nobody's ignorant enough to say there aren't some things they need to work on. But, again, I think there's a lot to be excited about. And I was thrilled with the last possession because, you know what, he didn't stand outside and dribble and take a contested three. I was excited about the last shot, and he makes that shot at least half the time, if not more.
Here's the thing. You take that game plan 100 out of 100 times.
Heck, yes.
You take up one with 45 seconds left and the ball, you take that scenario 100 out of 100 times.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And at least 50 of them, they win.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Jimbo, think of it this way, though.
Great. Jimbo, I'm sending you a hug. Hang in there.
Please give me a hug.
All right, buddy.
It still took a pretty tough runner in the lane.
Brown made a great shot, and he'd struggled. I like him taking that shot. If you're telling me the guy's going to do a 180 in the lane and throw up a shot and it go, I'm fine with that the way he shot the ball. What was he, like 4-15 or something?
Yeah,
I'm thrilled with that shot.
That was a tough shot.
It was.
And he probably misses that 7 out of 10
times.
That's
it. I mean, look, they had to do a lot of things right to win the game.
Did.
Arkansas did a lot of things right and unfortunately lost. It was a great college basketball game.
It was good.
It's like I've been saying all year. Look, they're not winning as much as I'd like them to win. It'd be great if they could pull out a couple of these close games on the road. But dang, they're fun to watch. It's exciting. It's entertainment at the end of the day. I mean, look, it's not life and death, folks. And they're on a path. And it's not fast enough for any of us. But it is fun. And it's not like I tune in and go, like, there were plenty of times during Pelfrey's era and sometimes during Heath's and maybe in the first year that Mike was there where I said, why am I wasting my time?
This is unwatchable.
I could be picking my nose hairs out. This is ridiculous. What a waste of time. I've never said that this year.
We talked about that last night where everyone will continue to call and bash me or anyone who says they see progress. And I'll say this. All you got to do is listen to the calls we would get 4 years ago when the calls were, I just want them to show effort on the road. I just want them not to get blown out on the road. Well, now we got that. We're in position to win games on the road. And then it's, well, what did they do? You know, so if you want to see progression, it's there.
Or how many times did you hear, we just need Mike Anderson back. We need Anderson back. Now he's back. I wish he'd go away. He doesn't know what he's doing. I'm like, make up your mind, dude.
Luckily, you never get any criticism for your sermon.
It's never happened.
Deacon Blue, what's up, buddy? Real quick before the break.
You there, Justin?
Yes, sir.
Two things. As far as it goes, they didn't fold. They got down, 5-0 run right after the half. Got down by 11, came back. Gutted it out and everything. So great heart. Like y'all say, progress is great. Can you ask Money Taylor about strong mandate for Monday and everything? I appreciate it, guys. Take care of yourself. Have a good weekend.
We'll do, Deacon Blue. That wasn't even Deacon Blue. I don't know who that was. Anyway, strong mandate about the Southwest Stakes. We'll do.
It was hard to understand what he was saying.
That's okay. And you know what? When in doubt, just put Deacon Blue. I'm with you. 10:27, as we head into this first break, I do want to tell you about some things, such as, like, the following. Landers Ford.
Yeah, right. Such as like the Iraq?
Yeah.